You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends radio show.
It is. Fun, funny, and fast. Ace and Friends underway. Thanks for being a part of our little Ace and Friends family. There's something I want to get into here in a second with Tech D Rob. He said something today, and it's food related, and food always seems to spark a great conversation on this show. I haven't run across anything new food-wise in a while. Food and music, I feel I'm pretty stagnant these days. I haven't run across anything that's made me like go, oh, yeah, this is great. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new seems to be popping up into my world lately, especially music-related. I'm kind of bummed about that. I like that new Post Malone album. I listened to it a couple of times. It's good, but there's nothing else that just seems to come up that I go, oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're also preoccupied with things that would take you away from naturally stumbling on some of that stuff, especially music.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Where you have time to really kind of just browse through iTunes or whatever, or Spotify, and find something new that you just love.
Yeah, most of my day is pretty well like, I got to do this thing, 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 I got to do this, and then it's time to go to bed. You know, that kind of thing. They're just very, very, you know, busy, laid out days.
Mm-hmm.
Just a busy bee.
Yeah. And I'm just, you know, I don't know. I spend a lot of time in the car. I could do it in the car. But sometimes in the car, I just don't want to hear anything.
Yeah.
I just drive.
A little silence for once.
Yeah. You know, because it's like an hour drive. A couple days a week, I drive, and it's 45 minutes to the south part of town and then 45 minutes home. And sometimes I just don't want to, you know.
I get it. Sometimes you just need a little quiet. You've been talking all day or listening all day. Just shut it off.
Yeah, especially when you do this, because we're doing. By the time we've done a couple of radio shows today, it's like I don't really want to hear anybody talk for a while.
I totally agree.
I'll leave that for a little while. All right?
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
So I do want to get into this though, because Tech D Rob, been talking about food, longs for something in his life, and Riggin said he believes we may have a viral video sensation on our hands. So that's coming up next.
This is Ace and Friends. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
So before we got started today, we got into this discussion about, and I don't even remember how we got into it. Like, what do you call it? Like the Hungry Man.
TV dinner.
TV dinner. Well, today, National TV Dinner Day or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's how it came up. We're just going through different stuff. It's National TV Dinner Day. And I love TV dinners. I remember them fondly. I haven't had one in, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. Over a decade. I don't know. But I used to have them all the time, especially my grandparents on my mom's side. I would go stay with them for like a week every year, and I could do anything I wanted when I was there. And we would go to the grocery store first thing, and like I pick out what you want, because I would have lunch with my grandmother every day, and we'd have some TV dinners, and it was like our little thing, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
But Rob said they still make, is it called Kid Cuisine, Rob?
Yeah, Kid Cuisine, yeah.
And you have a thing for Kid Cuisine?
I mean, I did when I had it a long time ago.
And Riggin said, I believe, you know, that could go viral, Rob eating Kid Cuisine meals.
I would watch Rob review a Kid Cuisine from, yesteryear.
What's fascinating is I don't understand why some of these things go viral. I don't get the watching people eat, but they make... they make a lot of money doing that.
I'll give you a great example. Have you seen the new Arby's commercial? They're talking about their new items, and they go, and people love it. And it cuts to all these mukbangers sitting in their car trying the new Arby's items.
So they've actually pulled the footage from their mukbangs.
From like TikToks and Instagrams and use that content as their commercial. And I thought, I don't know why more people aren't doing that. Those videos get millions of views.
It's a genius idea.
More people than are watching your commercial. So, yeah, and there is something interesting about watching people eat things.
Would you ever do that, Rob? Camera. Would you try to create social media content that way?
I've thought about it, but I also don't like the way I look when I eat on camera. So I've always just edited it out whenever I did like a food review or something.
But maybe that's the thing that everybody would gravitate towards.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I can try.
No, you want to see him eat it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You want to see him eat it. Absolutely. You got it. You've got to eat it.
Because even in the recipe videos, people are like, oh, I just wish you would have taken a bite out of it. There's something you want to see. But gosh, seeing Rob sitting in his filled up car with all those games behind him in the trunk, and he's like, all right, we're going to try kid cuisine today.
So what, he would have to make the kid cuisine in the house, then go out and sit in the car? Yeah. So you want to see? Well, you want to watch him eat it out of the tray in the car?
Yes. Eat it cold.
Yeah, just run out there.
Yeah, just microwave it and then walk outside and sit in your car and eat it, Rob.
Yeah. Okay.
I would watch that. Rob eating chicken nuggets and like microwave brownies in the car. Hell yeah.
Reviewing kids' meals.
Yeah.
Rob, that could be your niche. Your niche. Your review kids' meals.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying the big kids' meal at BK today.
Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. That could be great.
Comes with one junior Whopper.
That could be spectacular. And you could eat them in no time.
Yeah, you can even review the toy.
Oh, McDonald's has new Croc toys coming out. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's...
I mean, I think Riggins is onto something here.
This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
It's fascinating when you think you're going to have support from people and you don't have it.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot to people on TikTok.
Yeah.
They just post thinking everybody's going to support them and their point of view, and they don't. Like this girl who got fired and found out the hard way that nobody was on her side.
Yeah, because why did I post a video saying that I got fired and one of the comments said that I need to lawyer up? I'm thinking, like, why would I need to lawyer up? Like, I didn't even say, like, the reason that I got fired. And I keep reading the comment and the lady was like, it is against the law to fire someone with a disability. I never said I had a disability.
That is incredible.
What? Who said that?
That's brutal.
Yeah. Comments brutal. can be brutal.
Yeah. And then if you argue with the person that was critical, they immediately go, well, you put it on the internet for everybody to judge.
Which is true.
Which is totally true.
You did.
So, yeah, you just kind of expect in your head that everybody's going to be on your side.
Yeah, I don't, because I've been doing it long enough, you know, in radio and all that kind of stuff. That's a cold, hard truth that my wife had to learn when we started posting TikToks. It was kind of her idea to do the TikToks and post them. And especially talking about being an age gap couple in a lot of our TikToks. And they've done well, but... Like several people commented before, like, which one of them is the older one? Or, and that's just being me.
It's just me.
It's like, oh, he doesn't look that much older than her. Oh,
no.
That's right in the heart.
Like that one.
And I just say things like, they don't mean that.
They're just trying to get your goat.
They don't mean that. I mean, I do look pretty young for my age, but they don't mean that.
Yeah, do you silently kind of revel in that?
No, I don't. Because I know people they're just being mean. They're just being nasty or something. Yeah. Now, some of them say really mean things to me. You know, like, especially after we had the baby. Like, look how selfish you are. You'll be dead and that kid still be in elementary school.
Yikes.
There were a few of those you kind of go, oh, they're not trying to be funny. They're just trying to be mean.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe they knew how many energy drinks you have a day or something.
Yeah.
Meaning that's going to kill me or keep me young, Rob? Which one?
It's certainly not healthy.
We came here to have a good time. This This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
A few minutes ago, we talked about posting on social media. And my wife and I have posted some TikToks before. We've got one that's got over 10 million views, a couple that have over 5 million views. Our Halloween one last year did over 5 million. I even probably got, maybe it's 8 or 9 that have done at least 1 million or 2 million views, whatever. But we posted one the other day. We hadn't posted in a long time. There was some friction within the posting of the TikToks. We decided to take a little break from it.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
A couple times we had arguments about how it's handled, how it's posted. Maybe one of us doesn't like the direction that the other one seems to constantly feel the need to give. Mm. One of us feels like, as someone who is kind of a creative person and a professional, I just need minimal information. I'm sorry. One of us needs minimal information and just, you know, a little patience.
Okay.
Because maybe I'm not good with the dance, or maybe what if we tried this? Oh, and the other one of us doesn't want to hear what you think you might want to try, which makes one of us feel as if they're not being heard.
Right.
You know, it's not a team.
Yeah.
And then when you voice that, sometimes the other one person can get upset, and then there's an argument, and maybe there's yelling, and so we don't make them. But we did. Specific. We made one the other day. Here's the thing about this one, though. So this TikTok, and I think this morning it had like 125,000 views or something. It's doing okay. First one we've done in a while, but it's a thing Amanda saw where we move our hand, you move your hands around Dax, then you grab him and flip him. Mm-hmm. And then we tried to do it together, but when we grab him, she doesn't want to flip. Well, like, one of you can't try to flip him and the other one not.
You can like fold him.
Well, and he just ends up kind of hung, because he kind of hung up. She goes, "You just flip him." I said, "Okay." Well, he's 30 pounds. Here's what you don't see on this TikTok. When I go to flip him, he came around so fast. Really? She cut it off right when he makes the flip, because his face is making like this cute little face. And right after that, bam, he hit the floor. I dropped him.
Oh, no.
I mean, when I tell you he came around at a high rate of speed,
yeah,
he was moving.
You said this is a TikTok?
I had to catch him with my arms and roll him over to make him flip. And your arms are kind of reversed. So I didn't have full, he came around faster than I thought, and I didn't have full control of him. And he came around and goes, bam, hits the floor.
Had it, in all the other videos, were two people flipping the baby?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then why would you try to do it with just one person?
It was much easier for me to do it by myself than for us to do it together.
Well, it obviously wasn't.
Well, she wouldn't commit to it. And she was mad. And she got mad at me. That's why we don't make TikToks.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
We did it the right way. That's not fair. I dropped it. It was an accident. Sometimes people drop kids.
All I wanted to do was flip our baby for a TikTok.
It went bad.
It's bad.
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanaticos now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
I love concerts, which puts us in a unique position here on the show, because Rob is 38, Riggins is 37. Neither one of them like going to concerts.
Not anymore. I am
much older. I still love it. I still look at it like no concerts came to my town growing up. I love going to shows. But here, if you are a millennial, 35 and up, here's a cold, hard message from somebody on TikTok when it comes to concerts.
Hey, just a reminder, if you're over 35 years old and you think you could stand for the entire length of a concert, you're kidding yourself. You're old. Thanks.
Right. He's right.
I could still stand for the length of a concert. I just, there's no one I want to go see that bad.
That would make you stand the entire time?
Not a single person.
So if you went to a place where you had lawn seats, would you take a chair or take a blanket so you could sit down or something?
Who wants to sit down in the lawn? I've never, ever.
I just didn't know. So you would have to stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm totally, you could do it. Okay. That's not my issue. Yeah. Standing, that's easy. But there's just no one that I want to go see.
That you would stand the entire time.
I think so.
Was your last concert Jimmy Buffett?
Did you last go to a concert, Riggins?
Maybe. I don't even recall what the last one I went to.
4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, maybe. No. It probably was Ace and his band, right? Was the last concert you went to?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. No, because the last concert that my band played, Riggins wasn't there.
Well, I meant like the one before that, like the one that was supposed to be the farewell.
It was like four.
I went to many Charity Case shows.
You did? I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything about it.
That was a loaded.
No, it wasn't. There. I was responding to Robbie.
I went to many. Just for the record, let the record show.
You did go to many shows.
I went to many shows by myself to support Ace.
You always did.
How many concerts of mine did you come to?
That's not fair.
Boom!
That is not a fair point, Riggins, because you
zero. The answer is zero.
Because you were opening for my show. So I had stuff to do while you were the opening act on stage. It's
fine, Ace. Don't show up when I needed you.
I was busy doing stuff.
Busy.
Wow, you could have made time.
Could have made time.
Rob, if I were you, I would pipe down.
I always support Riggins.
Thank you, Rob.
I've been to all the Riggins concerts. I appreciate it.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
I saw this, and it's interesting to think about where you live. Everybody can play this little game in their own head, and it's fun to ask other people. Where you live, what is one thing you like and one thing you don't like about living there? For example, where I live, and we're talking about the town specifically, not just, you know, your neighborhood or something like that. One thing I like about where I live is I love the surroundings. The lake is here. I love spending time on the lake. And location-wise, it's about 2 hours from, 3 hours rather, from everything. 3 hours from or so from the beach, 3 hours or so from the mountains, 3 hours or so from a bigger city, that kind of stuff. It's all different. The thing I don't like about living here, and I live in a suburb of Charlotte, it's hard to get an Uber. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to get an Uber. Having lived uptown in a big city for a year, Uber became just an easy way of life. It's much faster, much easier to pay $9 to take an Uber ride for a quarter of a mile across town, then to go down, get in your car, drive around. By the time you park, you got to pay to park, you know, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, getting an Uber where I live is not an easy thing to do. It's getting easier still, but it's surprising how difficult it can be.
Hmm.
Riggins, now that you live in the suburbs, what is one thing you like about the suburbs in your town and one thing you don't like?
I like that it's close to the lake also. I can easily get to a couple of good parks. The one thing I don't like about it is it's boring. It is boring. I always thought that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I got it, and I was like, no, this sucks. I mean, it's just dead. Weekends, weekdays, daytime, nighttime, boring.
Yeah, you can't just walk out the door and have all the options that you had. Because for years, Riggins lived in Charlotte, in the city, where when you walked outside where he lived, there were so many different options within a block or two.
Yeah, it's just, you know, not...
A five-minute walk gave you 10 different restaurants to choose from and all that kind of stuff.
It's just more exciting. Yeah.
Rob, what's something you like about where you live and something you don't like about the city where you live?
I like that it's not too busy, but there's enough places like I can go... I can find a different thing to eat wherever, whatever I'm looking for. There's plenty of stuff nearby.
Right.
But I dislike how far away it is from everywhere else.
Yeah.
Like it's 30 minutes from my mom's house, 45 minutes from here. And then like the card places I go on the weekends, it's like 45 minutes out to there too. So it's just a little rough.
So you really are far from, you're a pretty good distance from everything that you like and love outside of what's happening right there in your immediate area.
Other than my D&D friends, they live in Rock Hill, which is really close to Fort Mill.
Yeah.
So they're close, but that's the only contact I have that's close.
Oh yeah. Ace, TJ and I all kind of, we could get to each other pretty quickly, but Rob is way far from us.
Way far away.
Yeah. That's on purpose.
Touche.
This is Ace and Friends.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
So earlier in the show, we were trying to convince Tech D Rob to start his own viral video series.
Mukbang.
Yeah. About kid cuisines. And Rob should review kids' foods and start with the different kid cuisine that comes in little trays and all that kind of stuff. And then you do fast foods and all that kind of stuff. And Riggins has now gone down the rabbit hole of kid cuisine meals and various... kid meals. What was the one you were just showing? The tray had three slots. The biggest slot had mac and cheese.
Yeah.
A round slot or whatever had corn. And then that brownie that they have that when you heat it up always burns the edges, stick to the edges of the tray.
Yeah.
So the only part you can really eat is that middle part.
Yeah, because everything else is inedible at that point. Yeah, those three things should not be able to be heated to the proper temperature at the same time. There's just no way that's going to work out. Scientifically.
Because, you feel like the temperature and the length of time for the mac and cheese is so different from the brownie that they shouldn't be heating up together.
No, and a microwave does not know how to... You know.
Yeah, and that's why the brownie is always burned and stuck to the side of the tray.
Yeah, and I like a brownie edge, but there's no way that's going to be any good. And I also said, that would make me poop my pants. I mean, macaroni and cheese, corn, and a brownie? Kids are bulletproof these days. I don't know, because I'm looking at this like, that's for a kid? That would destroy me.
Is that a school lunch, or is that a kid cuisine?
I think it's a kid cuisine.
There was a kid cuisine I saw that had those ingredients. So
that's a lot of mac and cheese.
It's a lot of mac and cheese and corn. But I guess that is the average school lunch. It's not that different, but...
No, your school lunch would have to be more balanced, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it have to have a meat or a protein in there somewhere?
I don't know what they do for school lunches anymore.
Like a burger or a sandwich or a piece of pizza or something.
Yeah. I think now like they're a lot more health conscious in the cafeteria.
Yeah, but I always go, if I see corn in a school, if somebody said to a school lunch they had corn, I just assume that pizza was the meal of the day.
Yeah, pizza and corn.
And I don't know why that is.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's what they do.
I know, but I mean, why?
Oh,
who decided when I was in elementary school that pizza and corn go together, and that's what they've had ever since?
Yeah.
I mean, my kids had it, because I would do the school lunch thing all the time for both of my kids growing up, and you would go to like, oh, I have pizza and corn. This is what they have. Pizza, corn, and some kind of little dessert, like a little brownie or something was in there.
Is corn like easier to cook than most of the other vegetables? Because I feel like that would be just like a day off. They just throw the pizzas on a little slab and cook them a little bit.
But I mean, in my entire life, other than school, I've never ordered pizza and thought, let's make some corn to go with that. You just don't do that.
My IBS is acting up already just talking about it.
Nobody says, let's get like a big hamburger pepperoni pizza, and then we'll just make some corn here at home, and we'll.
You know, whenever we order pizza, Meredith will always go, "Do you want a vegetable with that?" And I go, "Hell no, I don't want a vegetable with pizza.
What just
pizza's good,
like on the pizza."
No, no, no. She wants to like have it as a side, and I'm like, "You can have some vegetables with your pizza,
like some carrots or something.
Whatever we got, broccoli, corn, green beans.
Huh. No, I don't want green beans while I'm eating some pizza.
I don't want any of that. Get it away from me. I want pizza and maybe some breadsticks. Maybe breadsticks.
Maybe breadsticks. Does it come with mozzarella dip?
Yeah, really? Wow. Huh. So no salad. Like to me, that would be the easy option. Like pizza and salad.
I like salad.
We do salad from time to time. Okay. I didn't think about that. But
just like, hey, let's make some broccoli.
Yeah.
We'll have some green beans with pizza.
Yep. She's weird. I know because I'm weird too.
Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
We're about to play you something that makes Riggins cringe. When, no matter the age of the child, when the child gets on social media and complains about their parents or says something derogatory about their parents.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
If my mother asks me one more time, do you work today? Do you have work this week? I'm a freak. I've had a full-time job for over 2.5 years, okay? Monday through Friday, baby. I work overtime. She knows this. Monday through Friday. Just like everyone else with a full-time job, okay? Why does she always ask me if I'm working? She'll call me. What are you doing? I'm working. Oh, you work today?
Yeah, I go through that all the time. My parents ask me this exact same thing. Oh, are you working? Yeah.
Really?
Every day. Yeah.
But you've been in the workforce now for a long time.
Long time. Yeah, I guess they're confused.
You've been out of college for what, 12, 13, 14 years, something like that? Yeah.
I think they're confused because we take more vacation than maybe some other people. Yeah. So I pop up, you know, at odd times at their house. So they're like, what is it? Are you working today?
Do they have, do they know what day it is? Because most of the time you don't have to anymore.
And that's true.
Where they're at.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it does get fuzzy during the middle of the week. I think they don't know if it's Wednesday or Friday.
Because they're still playing golf and Mahjong or whatever. Yeah. Like, is today Saturday or is today Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it's sort of dictated by the PGA Tour. Like tournaments start on Thursday and wrap up on Sunday. I think that's sort of their barometer for the days of the week.
You know? They don't really know unless they watch the PGA Tour.
Yeah. And then whenever I ask them to do something, I'm like, are you guys around this weekend? Hold on, Tom, go check the calendar. And they still do the printed calendar where my mom writes in all their appointments.
Yeah.
And it's jam-packed.
So there's no chance that they would switch to some type of calendar that automatically loads into both of their phones so they both have everything at once?
I've said you could do it on your phone and you could sync up. And I guess that was just beyond them. Even though they were in the workforce until like 5 years ago. Yeah. They act like they don't know how to use a computer. But I think they just like writing it out.
And they have one place. They have to go and look at that particular calendar to know what they have
on
that weekend.
On the side of the refrigerator. Check the calendar. I mean, is anything so important that you can't cancel it if I'm coming home? No.
Well, yeah,
unless somebody gets married, and I don't see that happening in there.
You know, your dad's got commitments. He's got softball. He's got golf. I mean, he's got to play in that. Your mom's, you know, got women that count on her to be there. Messes up the whole game.
My dad's the head of the Knights of Columbus now.
What is that?
It's a Catholic men's organization. They give them swords and stuff, and the humor of that is not lost on me. Trust me.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin,
America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Fall is here. Practically. I know there's like technically 10 more days of summer or whatever it is that's left, but
summer's a wrap.
Yeah, summer's a wrap.
It is.
It's amazing to me, not to get sidetracked, but it is amazing how it seemed like the day after Labor Day, I walked outside and went, ooh.
It's kind of cold.
It's cool. It wasn't as cold as yesterday morning, but it's cool today. I don't know how that works.
It's depressing.
Yeah, I hate it, but a little message for all the fall girlies out there.
This is your sign that you don't need to buy mums for your porch. They're going to die. You're going to kill them. You're not going to water them. You're going to forget. You don't need to waste your money on them. Do not buy the mums.
It's probably true.
Are mums particularly needy plants?
I don't know, but it's the only plant you see during the fall on every like Instagram influencer's page decorating with mums.
Do you buy plants at your place as a single guy?
No. I just don't care about them. I'm sure my place would look better if I planted some flowers and hung some... whatever you hang. Mums.
There's the answer right there. Just hung some whatever you hang.
Flowers. I'm sure it would look nicer. I just don't want to get into that.
I would go and go to Lowe's and say, hey, I need some things to hang.
Yeah. Because that's what you do. I mean, that's what you do.
Man, if I had something in mind, I wouldn't have walked up here and asked somebody.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Does Amanda decorate out front with the pumpkins and the fall decor for the photos? Yeah,
more around Halloween, once we hit October. But she's good at not wanting to start too early.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a little plant stand by the front door that she'll change out that plant. Well, because that plant's dead as hell, right? That plant's been dead for a long time.
You're going to kill it.
It's been dead. Yeah. So she'll get a different plant that'll go there. And then once it hits October, she'll put the little pumpkins out for Halloween, that kind of thing. Maybe we'll do a jack-o'-lantern for the baby and sit it out there. That kind of thing.
Put the baby in the pumpkin.
But as soon as it's over, like the day after Halloween, or within 2 days, gone. It's got to be cleared out and gone.
She makes all the design choices in the house, right?
Yeah.
You don't really have a say.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear what I have to say about anything.
That's probably fair. Yeah. I know in my parents' house, my dad's not offering input.
Sometimes I'll offer up an idea or something.
And oh, really?
Like, yeah, yeah.
I mean, she don't like them?
No, never. She makes all the design choices.
Well, is it a good suggestion?
Yes. Sometimes it is a good suggestion.
Do you have one in mind that you can think of?
I like...
That she vetoed?
I could stand to see a few more pictures around of the different things.
Okay.
I like pictures. She's a minimalist.
All right.
You know, mid-century modern, kind of a minimalist. And I'm like, it all looks like it came from the 70s.
Yeah, that's what it means.
I was a kid. I don't like that.
It's 60s and 70s.
Sucks.
Yeah, because those were in the middle of the century, so I don't know.
Actually, they weren't, but I'm...
I mean, it's kind of mid-late century, but that's what it looks like.
So it had these things that I... It's like, it's cool. It's fine. I don't want too much of that stuff because, again, I was a baby kid in the 70s, and I think that stuff is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So, will it hurt your feelings more when she starts taking advice from Dax about how to decorate?
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, what do you think?
Because so far, he's given no indication he knows how to put together an outfit or anything. None whatsoever,
This is Ace and Friends.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Riggins is very close with his parents. We were talking earlier about, he goes over there a lot. He talks to them a lot. You do a lot to try to help them. Not that they accept your help, like trying to get them to sync up their calendars together, but they still do it on paper and that kind of thing. Rob, do you have the same frustrations with your mom? No. Because you live closer to your mom than I think. Well, what do you live, 20, 30 minutes from your mom?
Yeah, somewhere.
Okay. Right. Yeah, you're a little farther away than you used to be.
Yeah. Like whenever she has technological needs, it either comes to, it comes to me first, and then I can delegate to someone who's closer potentially, unless I don't think they can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Then you have to go handle it yourself.
Yeah, then I'll have to stop by like on my way home or something.
Yeah. Both of my parents, my mom passed away 2 years ago this month, as a matter of fact. My mom passed away 2 years ago. My dad died almost coming up on 13 years ago, so I haven't had to deal with that in a while. But I do remember those. Like my mom called one day and said, "Hey, guess what? You know, got a new DVD player." I said, "That's great." And that's fantastic. She goes, "Yeah, I'm going to try to hook it into the back of the stereo so I can play, so it'll play with, you know, the full stereo sound." I said, "Of course you should do that." She goes, "So I've got these two plugs." And she just kind of eased into it. And, I said, and I remember telling her, "Stop.
Yeah.
Mom. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. You live in Pineville, Louisiana. There is no way I'm going to be able to tell you how to do this. I don't know what kind of DVD player you have. I don't remember what the back of the stereo looks like. I haven't lived in that house in 20 years. I can't help you with that.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. You know,
I'll never forget the day I got a call from my mom, and she said, she was on the verge of tears, I think. She goes, "The cleaning ladies were here, and they unplugged all the plugs from the back of the TV and the sound bar." And I was ready to get in my car, drive to where they live in another state, and beat the S out of these women.
I remember that.
What is wrong with you? You unplugged their sound bar and their Amazon assistant and the TV. It's just... What are you doing?
You had to talk her through on the phone, like where everything plugged
in. Well, luckily my brother was able to go over there, and they had plugged some things back in, but they weren't right. They weren't getting sound right. But it's just, you can't even describe how frustrating it is when you're not with your aging parent and they've got a problem that they need your help with.
And a lot of times,
so frustrating.
You use the common language or the common term for something, and then it's got, I don't know, which one is that? Okay, hang on a second.
And then you give them the instruction, like, okay, plug that one in. And then there's a long pause. And then you got to follow up. Did you plug it in? I mean, come on. Help me help you. Did you do it? Did it work? I mean, give me an update. I can't see anything. You just want to kill him. You just want to kill him.
But you feel sorry for him.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. Watching your parents get older and not know how to plug in a damn DVD player.
Just try to get their Alexa to tell them how the original members of Chicago are still alive.
Exactly.
This is Ace and Friends.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
Here's all you need to know. Woman confronts a Spanish-speaking guy on her property for feeding her dog.
You tell somebody not to feed your dog in Spanish.
In Spanish, somebody not to feed your dog is alguien que no alimente a tu perro.
Oh, yeah. Who? You are.
You lie.
He goes outside every day at 11 o'clock, opens the door. Oh, he don't even understand what I'm saying.
Those two accents going back and forth should be a...
So she's playing him the Alexa.
Yeah, like saying it into her phone, translate.
In Spanish, somebody not to feed your dog is... Alguien que no alimente a tu perro.
Oh, yeah. Who? You are.
No. You lie.
He goes outside every day at 11 o'clock, opens the door. Oh, he don't even understand what I'm saying.
In another video, she shows a video of her dog, and that dog is fat. Like, that guy has most definitely been feeding that dog whatever he's eating for lunch.
I said Alexa. I meant Siri. Is what she was saying. You know, try to play it on her phone, which is a pretty smart way to do that.
I think so.
How do you say it? Then she just holds the phone out like,
"Stop feeding the dog."
That's what I'm saying.
And he goes, "No."
What does she say at the end of it? After the
dog speech? Has been eaten, opening the door at 11.
Somebody not to feed your dog.
Wait, but she goes like, "Who?
Alguien que no alimente a tu perro."
Oh, yeah. Who?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you heard her.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.